from noon to 4 p.m. And it's a $25 donation. More info at www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Missing Pet Partnerships got their holiday fundraiser going. For sale holiday cards that feature 10 dogs and cats that have been found by Missing Pet Partnership. $20 for 10 cards. www.missingpetpartnership.org. Adopt a cat on the Humane Society in December. The adoption fee is waived on all cats 1 year or older throughout December. Got holiday, holiday pet food drive for the Humane Society going on at King County area Safeway stores through the 31st. Make sure you pick up something extra and dump it in the bin for the Humane Society. Santa Paws at the Seattle Humane Society Saturday and Sunday, December 11th and 12th from noon to 4 p.m. And Home for the Holidays Adoption Celebration at the Humane Society is also December 11th and 12th. You can visit their Winter Wonderland, enjoy holiday treats, and shop for animal lovers on your list. Okay, so that covers the current stuff on Animal World. All the other stuff you can get off the website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events. Wrapping us up for the second hour, we'll keep Joe. Dr. Bill is here. We're going to turn this hour right around. Open phone lines if you have animal medical care questions or want to talk about any of this energetic medicine, the Class 4 lasers, CC loops. Call us now at 425-373-5527 or 888-299. 985569 or send your questions to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We continue straight ahead with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
The Gary Mance Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
Sunday at 7 p.m., Tom Yamarone returns, telling us the latest about his continuing research into Bigfoot.
He has great stories to tell.
Then at 8 p.m., the principals of the movie Wake Up, Jonas and Chloe, talk about their odyssey involving Jonas waking up one day to a new reality where he can see and hear spirits from the other side.
And for more great gab with good guests, tune in to Mance and Mitchell in the morning on Saturday.
Mance and Mitchell, Saturday morning at 10, The Gary Mance Show, Sunday evening at 7 Pacific.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the Animal World stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Judging from what I'm seeing going on in the other studio, Scotty's slapping himself on the forehead. He was getting a caller ready to come on the show, and I think he disconnected them. Kathy, I think, was your name. So I apologize. Call us back. At any rate, pick up the stream at marthanorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live. That'll take you to the station website. Click on Listen Live again. And, hey, if you want to give us a call, it is Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Vet Clinic is here. Joe Thompson is here, the guy that does the Class 4 lasers and the CC loops and the therapy tanks and all that good stuff. We've got open phone lines and would be delighted to hear from you. Any of your animal medical care questions does not necessarily have to do with energy medicine. If you need help, we're here. And the local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can be in touch with Animal World off the air by going to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events for current events, shelters for shelter information, links on the homepage to all of our advertisers and sponsors. And you can contact me through the website, send me an email, click the Contact Martha link, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Keep in mind, though, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I don't work via email. You can contact me that way, but it is best to then follow up with a phone call or just call me direct. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you or anybody of your friends have problems with their animals, it's always worth giving me a call. And you can do that by calling Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. Let's see. You can reach Dr. Bill Burlingame at Quilceta Vet Clinic. You're in Mondays and Tuesdays these days?
That's correct.
Phone number at Quilceta is 360-659-8482. 360-659-8482. Joe Thompson, who has been with us today, again, energy medicine and so forth, you can check out Joe's website at www.mtavet.com. MTAVET.com. So, welcome back, Dr. Bill. Joe, you still with us?
Still here.
Now, if listeners have questions for you about the Assisi loops, the Class 4 lasers, you know, the therapy units, any of that kind of stuff, can they contact you through that MTAVET website?
Yes, there's a contact link on there, and if they contact me about something that I don't know or shouldn't answer, I'll give it to Dr. Bill.
Okay. All right. That sounds fair.
You know, Joe, I thought it might be interesting. You work with some other types of therapies, and Joe works with a lot of the premier veterinarians in rehabilitation medicine, which
really?
Is really an expanding area. So what other rehab technologies, Joe, are you working with that people might want to know about?
Well, the Class 4 laser right now, I would have to say, is the hot item.
Okay.
I would like to get the Assisi loop hotter.
Right.
With the Class 4 laser, it's been around long enough now. The first one was marketed back around 2003.
That's a good 7 years.
Yeah, but then within the last 3 to 4 or 5 years, one of the companies in particular has done a very good job of marketing the product mainly to veterinarians, and I would say that it's a technology that is starting to move into mainstream. That used to be the something like a Class 4 laser was something you would only find in a rehabilitative medicine facility or a pain management veterinary facility, and the people that are contacting us about them anymore are, you know, everyday practitioners who are just wanting to offer their clients another alternative form of pain management or a way to heal their pets. And there's so much interest anymore in non-invasive pain management products, not only just for animals, but for humans. I mean, a lot of people, if you have a choice between taking a pill or trying one of these things that's basically totally non-invasive, what do you want to do? I know if the NSAIDs people, you know, the naproxen and all those people, if they relied on me for money, they'd go broke real quick because I hardly ever take them. Even a headache I can get rid of with my loop. So.
Oh, you really? You use an Assisi loop to get rid of a headache?
Oh, it works great.
Wow.
Is that an off-label indication, Joe?
I think it might. Well, there is a study being worked on that. The only time it doesn't work, I guess, is if it's a headache like a hypertension headache where increased blood flow actually is deleterious to helping it. But
all right, well, let's see. I'm going to interrupt you just for a minute because I want to make sure we cover all the bases in this hour, and we've got people lining up on the phones for you guys. So before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, let's knock off a phone call, and then we'll come back to this discussion. So it's Granite Falls. Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame and Joe Thompson. Hey, Kathy.
Oh, Hello. Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Thanks for taking my call. And I'm a Yogi is a patient of Dr. Burlingame's. Mm-hmm. We just saw him last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know who we're talking to. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is Yogi, Kathy?
Yogi is a Pomeranian, mm-hmm. 6 years old.
6 years
who,
old.
He lost almost all of his hair.
He started
a lot of it.
Pleckner therapy.
Okay, so he's a Pleckner dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So I just want to say kudos to Dr. Burlingame and Dr. Pleckner Dr. Burlingame for listening to Dr. Pleckner, because I've listened to him for years, and it's so nice to have somebody that actually...
Isn't it nice to have somebody local that we can go to for that? Yeah. So what do you want to know from the doctor today?
Well, I just want to, number one, I'm almost out of my... today's his last day of pills, and I know he just gave him took the more blood test, but it's actually about... Like, when I fix him food, can I give him chicken grease or, is that good for them? Or, meat grease, hamburger grease, is it just him or is that not good for them or what?
I wouldn't be doing it right now in his protocol.
Okay, because yeah.
You can use some chicken. Some chicken broth might be okay.
Oh, excellent.
But not the grease.
Okay.
But we don't know what his particular food allergen is. And I think we're expecting his screen back tomorrow, the next day, right?
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So we'll get into that, and we'll see which medications we're going to continue on. But he's done really well.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I just want to let other people know that it's a little pricey to do the testing, but it's so worth it for your animals. So, and just one more thing for Martha, I've been wanting to ask this for quite some time, and maybe doctors know about it too. I live in Granite Falls, and I drive up and down 92. Every now and too often, there's animals that have been hit and killed mm-hmm. on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pick up the phone and say, hey, Washington State Patrol, can you come out and take care of these animals? And, I don't want to look at that, So
right.
I don't know who to call if that's the, they take my call, but sometimes still the animals sit there, so...
Well, when I did that report today in the news, saying that roadkill's actually the property of the state, and it really is illegal to do anything with them, but they're going to change that apparently, or they consider changing that. But it's the Department of Fish and Wildlife that was referenced in the article. Do you know anything about that, Bill? If
Not
there's roadkill or something, who
either,
to call?
Either be Department of Transportation or Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah.
I would start with
the Department of Fish and Wildlife,
but
Kathy.
With all the funding cuts going on nowadays, that's probably going to be pretty low in the
list. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think
all
that's
right.
a good thing to do. Give them a call and see if that's the right people and report
yeah,
back.
Yeah, call them and ask them.
Okay.
And then let us
all
know
right.
what you find out, okay?
Okay, great. Well, thank you, and kudos to all of you guys.
All
You're
right.
just amazing. I love you.
Thank
okay.
all right. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks
okay.
for calling Animal World.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All the rest of you, hold on. We will take your calls. They take priority, so we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will get back to the phones right away. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill, and Joe Thompson's here. So we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Do you know how, for so many people, there is so much information out there today? They don't know where to start when they want to find something that's interesting to them. What Pam and I have done is we've created a unique radio show specifically targeted to women and the men who love them, designed to focus on helping them to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join Rochelle and I every Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m. or chatwithwomen.com. You'll be glad you did.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Posadas Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates cats, dogs, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Money is often the deciding factor between life and death for an animal in need. Wolf, a sweet older dog at a local shelter, was deemed unadoptable and scheduled to be euthanized. Posadas Safe Haven found him just in time. Today, Wolf is healed and waiting to find his forever home. Please consider adopting one of their rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PosadoSafeHaven.org or call 360-793-9393.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Love hearing those little purrs on the air. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Vet in Marysville is here. Joe Thompson, the energy medicine guy that does the Class 4 lasers, the CC loops, and therapy tanks and so forth, is also here. Joe, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Bill, of course, is here because I can see him. And we're going to, as promised, go right back to the phones. Let's go to line 4 in Seattle. Lori, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill and Joe. Hey, Lori. Earth to Lori. Lori, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
You're on the air. What do you need?
Hi, this might be a question for Joe. I was kind of curious about the therapy he's speaking about. Would it work for a dog with fairly severe spondylosis?
It definitely would be something to try. Both the laser and the CC, we've had very good reports back for spondylosis.
Now, spondylosis, Dr. Bill, would that be like an arthritic condition in the spine?
Yes.
And yeah. I know with the CC loop, the treatment area is like 7 inches in diameter. And didn't you tell us last time that you need to put it over the area?
Yes.
So how would you, do it in sequence down the spine?
Right, you do a couple three areas.
Areas. And then if you're dealing with a joint, you'd put it right over that particular joint.
That's correct.
Do you have, Joe, any feeling for how many treatments are necessary before you start to see improvement?
Well, again, like we talked about the last time I was on, with these technologies, one of the things I've learned is that there's really no rhyme or reason to how or why one animal will respond a certain way and another will respond a different way.
Okay.
I've had veterinarians with animals, with patients that were very chronic, debilitated conditions, who've reported back that one or two treatments of either a laser or the Assisi loop, and the animal seems to be much better.
Huh.
Where another animal, it may take 6 or 10, or it may not work at all.
Wow.
On the opposite of that, I've had veterinarians with animals where it's not really that chronic a condition, it's not that severe. And it takes 5 or 6 treatments before they even notice anything. There is no logical rhyme or reason to why one animal's body responds. I don't know, Dr. Bill, you might have some thoughts on this. I haven't really heard anything or been able to figure it out myself.
I think that covers it pretty well. It doesn't matter, if you're doing acupuncture or immune modulation, does this particular technique work with this particular animal? And there's only one way to find out.
And let's try it. Okay, now what have we got? Let's say we do have an animal spondylosis, like Lori's asking about. We use either the Class 4 laser or the Assisi loop, and it works. It improves the condition. So do you have to then continue the therapy consistently, or once it helps and you don't have to do it anymore?
Well,
or is that another situation where it depends on the patient?
Case like spondylosis, that's going to be an off and on maintenance therapy because you're not going to cure the problem. You're trying to control the symptoms.
Okay.
And you're normally with conditions like that, you're doing multi-modality approaches where you're using an anti-inflammatory or some glucosamine or chondroitin or omega-3 fatty acids or Boswellia or,
uh-huh.
I mean, you're layering
like
in.
Like Connectin or something
right,
like
you're
that.
You're layering in all these different things. And then I think in particular with spondylosis, you got to look at underlying food issues. And then you get into the Plechner syndrome, because I always ask, why do these dogs have spondylosis?
It's to begin with,
not
okay.
necessarily an initially a trauma induced or an arthritic condition. I personally feel that it's an inflammatory condition, and the target is the skeletal system.
Mm.
So it depends on the dog, because you'll see it in certain certain breeds more than others. What breed is this? A shepherd or boxer or
cattle dog.
And so those dogs, I start looking for other underlying historical symptoms, because now, cattle dog, if they had a rough life, and how old's your dog?
Well, he's no longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
But he was a very active house pet.
Yeah. But
his spondylosis started when he was very young. I don't know if
that was probably a Plechner dog, you think?
Right. That's an inflammatory disease, and you need to be looking for an underlying trigger. And
okay, well, when he was young, he was tumbled under a Jeep.
Well, and there's a historical
episode. Okay, so there's an injury.
So if it was localized in one area or two areas, that's one thing. But if you have generalized inflammation of the skeletal system, you need to be looking for an underlying trigger, and that can be food allergies, Plechner imbalance, right on down the line.
So, folks, anyone else listening, if you've got a dog with spondylosis or any arthritic conditions, you're hearing Dr. Bill, this is a process he would go through. He wouldn't just go straight necessarily to the Class 4 laser or the CC loop. You'd look first at the history here, because talking to Lori, found out what started really young, but he also got rolled by, and then so there might be other things you'd go through first. Now, then if this dog were still here and we got this condition, you did everything else and decided to use these energy medicines, is this a situation where you might start with like the Class 4 laser treatment in the hospital and then send home with an Assisi loop sort of thing?
Or? What I do in that situation is I just start off with 6 treatments of the laser.
6 treatments of the laser.
And spread that out over 2 to 3 weeks period of time. And then we step back and wait and see, okay, how did they respond?
And
then we
okay.
decide from there. And some animals may just have to come in for a little tune-up every once in a while and get a couple treatments. And so you really play it on a very individual basis.
Now, that's triggering some memory with me. I remember with my wolf Odies that the wolf and coyote and shepherds that were difficult to handle by vets and were not comfortable in those situations. When with their arthritic stuff years ago, I was working with Dr. Mike Saluski, and he would do acupuncture. And we had to do a regular weekly session for a while until we got him feeling good. And then it got to the point where something they didn't need every 6 months, they need a treatment. Right. It would, depending on the individual. But you're finding the same thing. You need tune-ups, but it gets stretched
right
in time. All right, Lori, does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome, Lori. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go up to Marysville. And it looks like we have Donnie and Sherry on the line. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill and Joe.
How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey.
This is Don and Sherry from Marysville.
Oh, okay. Great.
I got all 5 dogs that I run every morning.
Yes, you do.
And I was wondering, is it still, even though it's wintertime and it's cold out and the grass is frozen more or less, is it still flea and tick season for these guys? Or?
It is for indoor flea and indoor fleas, sure.
So you could have fleas indoors,
yeah.
But
outdoors,
outside.
Not as much. After these heavy frosts, they're pretty much in dormant mode.
Yeah, the outdoor temperature drops below 50 degrees, they stop hatching.
Oh, cool deal.
That's the fleas.
Yeah, they're left out there right now.
Yeah, so unless you have them inside, and now's, of course, the best time to get rid of flea infestations inside, but you asked about ticks. I have no idea about the tick-like cycle. Now, they're not real common in our area.
No.
But do you have ticks in Marysville, Dr. Bill?
Sure, we see occasional.
Okay, the ticks' life sort of cycle the same as fleas, and they go dormant during the winter?
They would slow down a lot, yeah.
So I think, Donnie, you're concerned because you're taking your dogs to a new outdoor area to kind of run and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're wondering if they could pick up fleas at this time of year?
On the tall grass.
Ticks.
Have you had any ticks yet this year?
I don't know. I'll have to bring them in and see if you can find any. I don't know what they look like. I just check their crotch hair every now and then to see if right. I see any blood marks or anything like that. And
right.
just like
probability you. Is you're not going to an area that has a heavy tick population.
Yeah, I just take them all through to the res, and right. run them out there.
All right, because that might just be the reservation. Now, I know in the days that I worked in veterinary hospitals, we rarely saw ticks come in. Sometimes when dogs went up to the San Juans, they'd come back. And then every once in a while, there'd be a vacant lot somewhere in the city.
Right.
That there were ticks in it, and they had to have been brought in from somewhere else, like Eastern Washington or something.
I saw a little Lhasa Apso this week that just got groomed and had a tick on its forehead. Just a nice little house dog.
Wow.
So you don't know. It just depends on where you live.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got little critters running around. You got raccoons and possums and all kinds of things that can be vectors for organisms like that.
There's a lot of rabbits.
Yep.
So do you recommend any preventative?
I tend to recommend it if it's an issue.
Okay. But, Donnie, you haven't had ticks on your dogs, have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
How would I clear the fleas in my house since it's that time of the year? Is there something I should spray on the carpets? Or?
Well, now, Donnie, have you been listening to the show?
Yes.
Well, the recorded tip I do, the fall into winter tip? That's been running, and it ran at 10 o'clock today?
I just got in.
Oh, okay. Well, see, because I told you what to do about this. You got to listen to that. But now I like in the house, I like a product called Fleego, which is a powdered dehydrate. You put it on the floors and the carpeting and stuff, and it dehydrates the fleas.
Okay.
And if you've got fleas on your dogs, then you flea comb and dump them into soapy water.
The whole dog?
No, you flea comb the dogs, and when you get the fleas in the comb, you dump the fleas into soapy water to kill
them.
Okay. And then you put the Fleego down, which you can get at any pet store. You could get that at Jones & Company. And then that's kind of what I would do. Dr. Bill, what do you recommend for winter indoor flea infestations?
When it comes to Fleego, I always talk to people, do they have anybody in the household that has respiratory conditions or small children?
Good point.
Because years and years ago, and I wish I could come up with the the letter that I received from 3M.
Mm-hmm. Who, that's the company?
Or originally company. The people that had U.S. Borax.
Mm.
They came out with a liability statement which said they don't recommend using borax agents in your homes for flea control.
Ah.
Because they don't know, well, they did know, but they claimed that they didn't know the liability of using products like that in the house because of potential silicosis.
Ah, huh.
So it's a great product for breaking the life cycle of fleas, and I tell folks if they want to use that, use it once, use it properly, get it over with.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend it for every year use because, you know, when you're vacuuming, that stuff's flying in the air and you're inhaling
right.
You're it.
You're absolutely right.
Other than that, it works well. Lots of vacuuming. You know, if it's a real problem, then you got to look at the risk factors of using your typical once a month topical stuff. And again, it depends on what's most important: breaking the life cycle, watching exposure of your pets to toxins. That's a discussion that you kind of hold individually with each person,
mm-hmm,
to find out what might be,
if you had a serious indoor infestation this time of year, you could get away with using maybe one of those spot-on products, mm-hmm, once or twice, get rid of them all.
Probably could. Use them. I normally use it for 3 months, try to break the life cycle,
uh-huh,
and normally you got things under control.
Down, huh?
And I think last time we talked about, you know, there's several there's Advantage, there's Frontline.
You also have an oral agent called Confortis, which is that agent's called Spinosad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, if you look up Spinosad on the internet and read the PDF file on it, which is about 40 some pages, it's actually licensed to use in organic farming.
Hmm.
As
that's
an agent. It's a byproduct of fermentation.
But it's oral?
It's oral.
So how does it work?
It works on when the flea feeds on, again, it's a systemic agent, but when the flea feeds on the animal that has spinosad in its bloodstream, the flea dies.
Okay.
But it's a yeast fermentation agent,
huh,
byproduct, I should say.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. So it's just another approach. You know, if you get into the problem where you have household fleas, you got to do something.
Yeah, you got to weigh the kind of the pros and cons,
right.
and you definitely, if you have fleas in the house, you definitely want to get on it during the winter, because if you get on it and eliminate them, then you're good. And then if you've got fleas now in your house, then the chances are really good you have flea larvae in your yard. Around the house. So if you get rid of them in the house this winter, then what you're going to do in the spring, we get in spring towards summer, when the outdoor temperature gets consistently above 50 degrees,
uh-huh,
then you spray the beneficial predatory nematodes on your yard.
And that'd be killer bug or something like that?
Well, you get them, they're like, they're microscopic little bugs that come in suspension. They're kind of like, you know, in
freeze-dried
suspension. You mix them up with water, they become alive, and you spray them on your yard. And then they eat the larva of fleas.
Oh, cool.
And they live for like 6 to 8 weeks and eat the larva and then die. And the really critical point in eliminating a flea problem is getting rid of them in the outdoor environment. So in the winter, you get rid of them indoors. Then you spray the beneficial predatory nematodes spring to summer. You might have to do it twice the first year. But once you get rid of them outside and inside, you're good unless you take your dogs out of the environment to a flea-infested area and they bring them back in. That's all you have to worry about after that. Does that make sense?
I got them on the Advantage and I got them on the program. So does that deters them a little bit too from, you know?
Oh, you have them both on Advantage and Program?
Yeah, I got them on both. Yeah, all my dogs.
Well, if you have them on Advantage and Program, you shouldn't have any fleas in your house. And Bill, you're shaking your head all over the place.
He's just using Advantage. We don't use much Program in dogs.
Oh, okay.
Whatever I get from Dr. B.
Right.
Okay. Well, Program is a flea pill that you ingest, but you're not really doing that. You're just on the advance. You just
Never mind.
We put that stuff in the back of their neck.
Right.
Well, so Donnie, are you saying you have fleas in your house, even using Advantage?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just trying to, you know, keep it down to, you know, so this coming up summer, and we haven't gave him any program or any event.
Right, well, now, wait a minute, though. I'm trying to figure out why you're concerned about this, because if you're...
He's just asking. He was just kind of curious.
I'm just trying to keep it down to, I'm going to get him before it even happens.
Well, because the bottom line here is, if his dogs are getting advantage on a regular basis, Dr. Bill...
He doesn't have a problem.
He doesn't have a problem, because if they get fleas or ticks, they're going to die, right?
Okay, that's all I'm checking on.
Yeah. So, Donnie?
We're making it more complicated than it is.
Yeah. You don't need to be concerned about this. You're good.
All right.
Okay, so find something. You know, the bottom line is quit worrying. Don't worry. Be happy, Donnie.
I am all the time. Thanks, Martha.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Jeez. Yeah. So don't create problems for yourself, folks. If you're on a good flea prevention program with your vet and your animals are comfortable with it, you are, then you're fine. Don't worry about it. And if you're at advantage, the flea gets on, it's going to die anyway. Okay, then. All right, we'll have open phone lines for the rest of the show, so if you have an animal medical care question, get in now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Dr. Bill Burlingame's here, Joe Thompson is here, and now we're going to go back to our energy medicine discussions. And Dr. Bill, you had asked Dr. Joe about, asked Joe about the products that he represents, the Class 4 laser, the Assisi loop. We're talking about those. But you also, Joe, do rehabilitation devices like with the water tank with the treadmill sort of thing?
Yes, I do underwater treadmill. I sell another device for cold therapy.
Are you still handling the cryotherapy, are you?
I still have the cryotherapy. That's been primarily an equine product. And I'm just waiting for the day that the small animal veterinarians are starting to wake up to, you know, that cold therapy is beneficial, particularly in some of these really bad acute injuries, you know, like fractures and so forth.
Well, what I remember hearing about when I was a vet tech and cryotherapy, and was something like freezing stuff?
Well, that's cryosurgery.
Cryosurgery, okay.
But cryotherapy is very simply an ice pack.
Oh.
That's cryotherapy. And Dr. Bill Schaffer and I work with the company that has a device that uses carbon dioxide gas, and it takes the skin temperature down from... your normal skin temperature is around 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It takes it down to about 38 degrees Fahrenheit in about 1 minute.
Wow.
And essentially does, if you put an ice pack on and left it on for 30 minutes or an hour, this does what that ice pack would do in about 2 minutes.
And what kind of a device is it?
It's actually called a neurocryostimulation. And like I said, it's been very popular with the equine folks, and cold therapy slowly starting to catch on in small animal medicine. Now, Dr. Bill, you might be able to talk about that. But, I mean, think about it. If you get hit with a baseball or have any type of an acute trauma-type injury, what do they tell you to do?
Put ice on it.
And for whatever reason, veterinarians have just never done that.
What do you use this therapy, Bill?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just never been, and there's starting to be more talk about, you know, using it mainly because of the benefits of, you know, reducing edema, you know, swelling.
Well, now, is it a similar type of unit like when we talked about the Class 4 laser?
No, we're talking totally different. This is just a cold. I basically specialize in non-invasive pain management devices, and that can be these energy medicine products, or it can be like the underwater treadmill, or it can be like the cold therapy. They all have to do with getting rid of pain and swelling and increasing healing without using drugs for the most part.
Joe, is Lori McCauley using any of the cryotherapy?
She just uses mainly ice packs.
Okay.
Who's Lori McCauley?
She's a... you can go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, well, Dr. Lori McCauley is really... There was another veterinarian also, Dr. John Sherman, who tragically passed away back in the spring. But Dr. McCauley and Dr. Sherman really kind of founded rehabilitative medicine in veterinary medicine. You know, taking an animal after an injury or that has had arthritis or an older animal, and trying to help that animal, you know, using various therapies to gain greater mobility and so forth. And Dr. McCauley, she's in the Chicago area, and, and she is, you know, really recognized as one of the foremost authorities on the subject of rehabilitative medicine. And, you know, she uses, you know, ice packs, I think. And maybe, you know, like with my device, it's just a matter of it's convenient to use a regular old ice pack. You're not in any hurry. Whereas lots of times with horses, it would, you know, it's to their advantage to try to do it quicker. So I, you know, I've had a few veterinarians that are, you know, like Dr. Tim Crow, he's been just kind of experimenting with it because even though cold is cold, this cryotherapy device does it in such a way that it, because it takes the skin temperature down from that 90 down to 38 so quickly, it creates what they call a thermal shock, and the effects can be, you know, somewhat more dramatic than, you know, just using a traditional cold pack.
I don't think a lot of dogs sit still really well for ice packs is the problem.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's cold is an uncomfortable thing to do. I know one of the kids on my son's cross country team had to do cold therapy for his foot, and I mean, he just dreaded it because you know the first few minutes until it got numb, that was very painful actually. Yeah. But you know, in the long run, it helped him. So cold, you know, doing ice packs is not, you know, not a very comfortable thing to do, but it's also, but it does help. I mean, you know, basically, if it's acute, you want to do cold. If it's chronic, you want to do heat.
Acute, cold, chronic, heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, right when you get, you know, banged in the knee with that softball, that's when you want to use cold. But after about a week or so and it's still aching you, that's when you want to go to the heat.
Well, that makes sense. All right, this is a good time to take a little break. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back, and, boy, it's going to be our last segment of Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's here, and Joe Thompson's here. We'll have more energy medicine discussion straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now go to the Jones & Company website, jonesandcompanypets.com. Check out what's on sale. You'll find it's definitely worth a trip up to Marysville. You'll find them on State Avenue, right up the street from Quilceta Vet Clinic. It's Jones and Company Pets. Be sure and join the Preferred Customer Club when you're there. Get your little card, keeps track of what you buy, and you get discounts along the way and free food. So check them out. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones and Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've known the good folks at Invisible Fence Northwest for more than 20 years now. And like me, they love helping people solve their pet-related problems. Their humane solutions can keep your animal friend from darting out the front door or safe within your yard. Keep pets off furniture and counters or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their gentle training methods allow your animal friends to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800 FENC. Tell them I sent you and you'll save $100. So call them for a free in-home evaluation and estimate today.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Past life specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's created and channeled the Robin Alexis Online Soul Spa. She invites you to her website, robinalexis.com, for details on how to get 1 month's trial membership for only $1. Share your comments and experiences on her members-only forum with a very special group of metaphysical people, and she will answer your questions in the form of audio recordings right from her website, robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medium, medical intuitive, and healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. As a member, you can call her for private sessions at a special rate. The phone number is 360-457-2993. Or you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World. And did you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer as well, and owner of Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling? I'd love to hear from you because I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And now for the real reason for this ad. Go Huskies!
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Love those jingle cats and dogs. And we do wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Martha Norwalk, we're winding down our Hanukkah edition of Animal World. And I apologize to anyone else, don't mean to offend you, but the jingle cats and dogs only do Hanukkah and Christmas, so that's what we do here on Animal World. We also respect all other holiday occasions. All right, it is Vet Sunday. We're winding down. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here from Quilceta Vet Clinic in Marysville. And by the way, if you want to be in touch with Dr. Bill and get your animal in for class 4 laser therapy or CZ loops or any of that kind of stuff, you can reach him at 360-659-8482. That's 360-659-8482. But Dr. Bill is only in on Mondays and Tuesdays these days.
And they'll do class 4 laser any day.
Oh, any time. Yeah, because Dr. Lamb and
Dr. They don't need me.
No.
Heck no.
All right. And Joe Thompson is with us. His website is www.mtavet.com, mtavet.com. And, you know, before we run out of time, I want to mention something else related in the energy medicine department, because Dr. Bill, seeing your process is really fascinating. And I want everybody to know what's going on with you, because you're exploring another form of energy medicine right now, are you not?
You mean muscle testing?
Yeah, kinesiology.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should say Dr. Lamb and Dr. Thompson at the office took a course this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it really interesting, so I'm trying to play catch up with them.
Yeah, so you went off to a weekend seminar somewhere.
I just went down to Portland.
Yeah, and got educated.
A few weeks ago, I got introduced.
Introduced.
There's
okay.
A lot to it, but I think it's a really different type of a therapy diagnostic modality that can help a lot of these patients.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a blow-you-away sort of experience the first time you experience muscle testing, isn't it?
Yeah, this particular type is called nutritional response testing.
Mm.
And so they do a body scan on you, checking different areas of strength and weaknesses.
And your muscles.
And your muscles. Uh-huh. And then they use different whole food nutrient supplements to kind of answer the areas of the body that were weak.
Yeah, so it's quite amazing.
Yeah, you can do food allergy testing, and you can evaluate as to whether one particular drug is beneficial to a patient or not. So it's going to have a lot of application.
Yeah, I personally think that once you start to get into this, that I think it's going to be phenomenally beneficial to you, especially like doing the Pleckner work, mm-hmm. because there's some questions when we get started with a patient, what type of medication to use, the dosage, well, if we've got food allergies, what are they sensitive to? Yeah,
even more than that mm-hmm. is I've always wondered, you know, other treatment modalities that may allow us to use no steroid or no thyroid or dramatically lessened amounts, because mm-hmm. the lectures that I've attended on the human side for adrenal fatigue and adrenal exhaustions and adrenal syndromes, they in the human side, they're doing much more advanced testing, but similar testing, mm-hmm. and they don't use thyroid replacement, and they don't use cortisone or cortisol replacement. They're supporting the adrenal function mm-hmm. and thyroid function through nutrition.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a real interesting area to play with.
Yeah, so it's going to be fascinating to watch your process mm-hmm. here, because you're introduced to it now. You're seeing the other vets in the mm-hmm. practice are mm-hmm. starting to use it more and more.
A little bit, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where you are like 6 months from now.
Right.
Are you finding it very beneficial or are you not? And is it individual mm-hmm. as some of this energy
sure.
medicine is, or does it work mm-hmm. with everybody? Hands down. So I wanted to bring that up just mm-hmm. because I it's going to be fascinating to mm-hmm. follow, you know, your experience with it.
Right.
Because my experience with muscle testing over the years, I've known about it for at least a good 20 years. I'm not as consistent using it as I'd like to be. And I guess I think it is a skill and a confidence mm-hmm. thing that you've got to use it consistently to get really good at it. But, man, in my experience, boy, does it work. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fascinating. So anyway, let's see. Joe, you're still with us.
Yep.
And we talked about your website, www.mtavet.com. We know, Dr. Bill, you've got the Class 4 laser. You have access to the CC loops. We've talked about Dr. Brune in the Bothell Mill Creek area. And he's North right. Creek veterinarian.
North Creek.
Is still North Creek, right?
Right.
He's got the Class 4 laser.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you guys want to bring up or talk about before we run out of time here?
Joe, do you have anything else?
I think we covered quite a bit today.
We sure did. I really appreciate you coming, Joe. And I'm going to want you guys to join us whenever you're available for a Vet Sunday, because it is wonderful. And I so love, Dr. Bill, where you're headed now is looking for nutritional ways, you know, to balance these things, looking for non-invasive mm-hmm. healing and pain help for our animal friends. It's just wonderful. Thank you guys for what you're doing. For our animal friends, I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
You have a happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
And thanks for joining us today on Animal World.
All right. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. All right. And so you want to get a hold of Joe Thompson or learn more about the Class 4 lasers or CC loops, it's www.mtavet.com. Now, next week on the air, it is a special show. It's Cards on the Table with Posado Safe Haven. You know, they've been around for a while, and you all know the rumors that have gone down. You know about the Attorney General's investigation lately. There has been some problems there. Well, there's a new staff on board, and we will have in the studio with us next week the new CEO, Matt McNaughton, will be here, the COO, Stacy will be here. Some other folks will be here as well. And they are going to answer the tough questions. They're going to tell us, what are the problems? What happened? What went down? What has been done? What are they becoming? And I'm real excited about this, because we're going to get the tough questions out, and they are going to answer them for us. And then we're going to find out what Posado has evolved into and what they're doing these days to help our animal friends. So I hope you will be with me next week and get to know them all over again. You'll be glad that you joined us, because I think you're gonna be excited as I am. So that's next week. Gary, thank you. Scotty, thank you. Dr. Bill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Quilcita Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. If you need Dr. Bill in the meantime, is it time to close? As always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. Happy Hanukkah. Talk to you again next week.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station. Its management.